Welcome to the Partnership Podcast. This time we're wrapping up our tour around the UK that's seen us speak to a range of funeral directors about their experiences in the early days of Financial Conduct Authority regulation. Today I'm talking to Alex from Alexander Muir Funeral Directors, an independent business that has been serving East Ayrshire for more than 80 years. We'll look at the process that leads from initial inquiry to a customer taking out a regulated plan, views on digital service, and look at how the recent period of national mourning impacted funeral directors. So, Alex, good morning. Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's a lovely morning here in New Conduct, so really good today.
Excellent, excellent. That's good to hear. That's not a bad start to a Friday, is it? Now, look,
yes.
Alex, you're the first funeral director I've had a podcast conversation with since the passing of the Queen. And obviously, we've just come out of 10 days of national mourning. So it would be interesting just to hear your perspective of that national period of mourning now that it's ending. And I'm particularly interested in whether it affected you or your families on Monday this week when the actual funeral took place.
Yes, I think it was a very appropriate period. That's the national period of mourning, giving everybody the chance to reflect on the Queen's service to the country and the impact she's had on our history. We closed the branches, obviously, on the Monday as a mark of respect. However, we were also available for emergencies should they need arise. Phone calls were still on to us. Yeah, I think it was good for those who, from the same generation and those who have served the country under the Queen to pay their respects, you know. I dare say maybe some from more recent bereavements would have felt the grief there, I think, a bit closer.
Yeah.
We had no funerals arranged for that day, so that didn't impact us that way for services. Didn't have to cancel any funeral services, but we did have later in the week.
Okay, well, look, more broadly, everyone's witnessed this period of grief with a lot of tradition and ceremony on display. Do you think that could have any impact on people when they think about funerals within their own families? Now, we've seen high-profile, simple funerals in the past have led to more direct cremations. But could this period of mourning have the opposite effect for some and strengthen the traditional funeral as we know it?
Well, for us, as a family business, and locally here, we do very few direct cremations. And we have the occasional one, but not very often. I don't think the scale of this ceremony would have a great impact on local our services locally. The ceremony for the Queen, the late Queen, was steeped in tradition, obviously, and a public display, rightfully reserved for royalty. I think our services will continue as they have done, with the content beach service remaining the choice for each family member and the blessed by the bereaved individuals. So I don't see our service is changing greatly locally here.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Now, let's just step back for a moment and introduce your business to our listeners. Can you give us a brief history of the 80 years of Alexander Muir Funeral Directors and your own personal history and how you come to where you are today?
Yeah, certainly. So the business went into the Muir name from my grandfather in 1938. Prior to that, it was with his uncle's surname of Tweedy, predominantly carpenter joiners, with the undertaker being the secondary business. This continued until my father took the business over from my grandfather when my grandfather passed away. And obviously, it went on myself once I finished up my period of work where I was working prior to then. I never anticipated going into the funeral directing business, to be fair, although it was a family business of that duration. I was going to serve my time as a joiner, but again, I was swayed with that a wee bit, and saying, don't do that. You'll just end up lifting your tools and working for somebody else. doesn't progress. No, so I'm degree qualified, spent 6 years at university studying building construction technology and management.
Right.
Worked in construction management for 23 years. Various jobs there, being contracts manager, various businesses, and joined the business 11 years ago.
Fabulous. Thank you. Okay, this part of the series of episodes that we followed on from FCA regulation being introduced. So it'd be nice to hear from you how you've experienced it. So since the 29th of July, there's been a new sales process that we've introduced. D- Did you feel prepared beforehand, and has it changed what you do much with customers?
Yes, we're obviously doing funeral, golden charter funeral plans for quite some time now, a good number of years. Yeah. Paper applications, so that was fine, but obviously we were not really prepared for digital. And it's excellent. It's seamless. It's really, I do like it.
Good.
The changes, I think, also everyone's more focused towards the client, providing clear information on the funeral plans and what can be included in the methods of payment. Clarity is really good for the client, I think, and transparency within the business. So the digital application, I really do like it, and it's good how it populates the different areas for you rather than having to copy out everything onto separate forms altogether,
I'm with you. Okay, so it sounds like you're sort of gaining confidence then with the actual digital process. And how have you found the last part of that process? You know, when you're effectively winding up and closing the sale with the customer and talking about collecting the payment, how's that experience been for you just in terms of finishing off properly with the customer?
It's been twofold there. I think I've had clients who have the secure payment emailed through to them, and they do that in real time, which is really good. Really good. I like that process. We still have some customers who wish to pay us by cash and some who wish to write a check. So we still go through that, the pain process with that one. But yeah, it's still pretty clear for us. Where we go, and it's good for the customer also to see that the applications being in digital, but they can still have their methods of payment to suit themselves.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you've sort of travelled through that journey quite nicely now, and having started off on the paper version, it sounds like you are now comfortable with each planned sale, and you're getting better at the process by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it feels that way. Yeah, the paper process now is quite laborious, page by page. But your digital application is really good.
Excellent. Well done. That's good to hear. Okay. And look, finally, thinking about digital more broadly than just applications, what's your own business approach to marketing digitally? You cover quite a large area down there across the branches, and I think you're about 15 miles apart, and it's quite rural. So it'd be good to get an understanding of how you see digital promotion working for your business.
Really, the only digital promotion we do is, we've had a good Facebook presence for 2 to 3 years now.
Right.
And to be fair, the Facebook presence has a better coverage than the local papers, local newspapers.
Yeah.
We've obviously, our website's up and running since the start of the business. And we do get an odd bit of feedback from the website, but it's predominantly Facebook.
Yeah.
Digital promotion helps a good bit, I would say. We're giving the local public the access to our services. We also put intimation notices. And what's happening and changes within the business and funeral plan promotions, etc. We put that on the Facebook post as well, and we update on Facebook, which is really well followed. However, I think a family business in such a rural area, we're individually well known in each of the towns. My wife sort of covers Sankar Kirkconnell. She's got down there for a good number of years, 15 years, and she's well known down there.
Yeah.
The family are well known in Newcomnock, obviously, because that's the heritage there. And my son lives in Auchinleck. He does lots of photography and wedding photography, and he's really well known in Auchinleck. So that lends itself to a lot of customers coming to us for the services, for the funeral services.
That's interesting. And look, final question then. If we put digital marketing to one side, and we look at the importance of funeral plans for your business going forward in terms of future funerals, how are you finding customers and families inquiring about funeral plans? Do they tend to sort of stop you in the street sometimes, or do they want a conversation with you after a funeral of a family member? How do you find that these inquiries actually come to you in the first place for a funeral plan?
It's usually always by telephone call.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Very occasionally, if it's something that knows us really well, they'll maybe see that slope in the street and have a word that way. But predominantly, it's by telephone call. After a few, we do obviously the leaflet drops, we've been doing them, so they are a good source of income for us, a good source of plans for us. But recently, we've had a few people with diagnosis, ill health, and then they call up requesting information on funeral plans and how they go about there, and that's quite big at the moment, I'd say.
But as far as you're concerned, it's your, you know, the way you view funeral plans, it's a big part of your future business, is it, in terms of securing future funerals?
It's a huge part of the business, yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, look, Alex, it's been brilliant talking to you. I know we've had a couple of connection issues in between, but that's not unusual, believe me, all right? So thank you. Thank you for persevering, all right? It's been lovely to hear about the business, and it's been lovely to hear you talk about the new process that we've got. All right, so you take care and have a good weekend.
Thanks very much, Malcolm. Same to yourself. Have a good time.
Thanks for listening to our partnership podcast. All of this FCA series is online at goldencharter.buzzsprout.com, as are all 45 of the episodes we've done over the years. And you can find us on a range of podcast apps so you can download episodes and listen in your own time. You can also contact me if you have anything to contribute or suggest for the podcast at malcolm.flanders@goldencharter.co.uk. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time on the Partnership Podcast.